Plain Bill. And Bill and Nancy are on their way to new adventure. Bill and Nancy are to visit in a palatial mansion on Long Island as guests of Florence Archer. Bill, not at all sure he'll be a very welcome guest, still thinks the trip will be good for Nancy, as she knows the rest will be good for Bill. And so today, listen.
We'll stop in the town ahead, Roger.
Yes, Miss Florence.
I want to send a telegram, and I think we'd better stop right at the main telegraph office.
Yes, Miss Florence.
We'll go on, though, for a while before we stop for the night. I'm anxious to reach home as soon as we can.
I could drive a great deal faster, Miss Florence.
Oh, no, you mustn't. Miss Davidson has been very ill. I think it's better to drive like this.
Very well, Miss Florence.
Tell me, Roger, how is my father? I mean...
Very busy, Miss Florence. He's been traveling a great deal lately by airplane.
By airplane?
His own airplane. He purchased it and employed a pilot just recently.
Oh. Just another little detail I hadn't even heard about. Roger, Mother's out at the summer place on Long Island all the time, though.
No, Miss Florence, no. Mrs. Archer's been visiting in Newport. I believe she's expected to return home for your homecoming, though.
Oh, I hope so. I hope. Watch for a telegraph office, Roger. And when you find it, please go in and ask if there's any message for Miss Nancy Davidson.
Yes, Miss Florence.
I don't think I'll send a message after all. Either they'll be there or they won't be there, one or the other.
I beg pardon, Miss Florence. Did you say...
Oh, nothing, nothing, Roger. Same old story. I'm going back to that.
Florence, child.
Oh, I didn't know you were awake, Mr. Davidson.
Yeah, I've been awake quite a spell. I've just been sitting here looking. Yes, a man forgets living in one place. He forgets there's other people just down the road a ways. People like him, only different.
Oh, you're enjoying the trip then, aren't you, Miss Davidson?
I surely am, Florence. And so is Nancy enjoying it. All this fresh air and all the scenery and all the rest. Yes, it's doing Nancy an awful lot of good this trip. I'm so glad she could come on it.
So am I. I'm glad you could come, too. Oh, I'd be so lonely if I had to go home alone. So lonely there.
Lonely, child? At home?
At my home, yes. You see, Mr. Davidson, my home... Well, it isn't what you'd call a home, I'm afraid. It's just a place where people live when they happen not to have anywhere else to go.
Why, Florence... That sounds like...
Like I don't really want to go home? I don't want to. They always say in the magazines it's one of the most beautiful homes in the East.
My gosh, Florence.
Yes, beautiful and empty. I mean, your home is...
Why, our home is just a few rooms back of a barbershop, child. That ain't hardly to be mentioned in the same breath with anything about a big, fine place like you and your folks live in.
Oh, I love being there. I didn't want to ever leave there. I wish I could have stayed there always.
Florence.
Mr. Davidson, can you understand this? Before I came to visit Nancy, I hadn't seen my mother in 6 months. I'd only seen Father twice in that time. They're always going somewhere, then going on somewhere else. It's always been like that.
Gosh.
Father has so much money, and Mother's so busy in society... We never seem to have any fun the way you and Nancy have fun, just being together. We never are together for more than a minute. And I'm afraid now, after being with you and Nancy for so long, it's going to be harder than ever for me to be happy at all in our home.
Well, I don't know hardly what to say, Florence. I had no idea
oh,
that...
Oh, I'm sorry if I made it sound like a place where you won't be happy, Mr. Davidson. Because the truth is, it's beautiful. And gay and very pleasant now. We have boats and horses and dogs and there are gardens. Very beautiful gardens. Only someone else plants the flowers and takes care of them. We don't do things for ourselves the way you and Nancy do. Oh, will you please stay as long as you can, Mr. Davidson? You and Nancy, please.
Well, it'd be an awfully hard thing not to do anything you ask us to do, child. We're both awfully fond of you, you know.
Oh, you'll like my father, Mr. Davidson.
I'm sure I will. I know I will.
I mean, really. He's fine and strong and kind. But he's so busy always. He's always making more money. I don't know, sometimes it terrifies me to see him so lost and just making money.
It takes a smart man to make money.
Yes, but what it buys, I don't know. Sometimes I wish we didn't have any money.
Miss Florence.
Yes, Roger.
That seems to be the town's telegraph office just ahead.
Oh, well, and stop, please. And go in and ask for a telegram for Miss Nancy Davidson.
Florence, Carrie wouldn't know when we were going to be here. Surely he wouldn't be sending a telegram here.
Well, we worked that all out, Mr. Davidson. I mean, just where we'd be at this hour today.
Why, child, you kind of take my breath doing such things for Nancy. Thinking so far ahead and planning. Your mother and father must be awfully proud of you.
No, I don't know. They never told me so. I mean, my father likes me. He tries to be with me when he can be. But Mother... Oh, I'd better stop talking about it. I'm just making you unhappy.
No, child, no. Only I wish I knew what to say to make you feel better about going home. But I don't know. It's all too new to me. For me to know how to say anything much. Except, well, one thing, Florence.
What, Mr. Davis?
We all get awfully tangled up in just living sometimes. We get to fighting and working so hard for what we think we want that we forget the little things that count the most sometimes. Now, all of us do that, child. And so, if I were you, well, I wouldn't feel so sad.
Well, if you were me, tell me, Mr. Davidson, would you call up and ask your father and mother to be home to meet you? Would you do that if you were me?
Why, I... Gosh, Florence...
Well, that's what I ought to do, isn't it? And give them a chance to be the way I wish they were, instead of just deciding they never will be like you and like you are with Nancy. All right. I'll be back, Mr. Davidson. Roger, I'll see about Miss Davidson's telegram. You can wait in the car.
Yes, Miss Florence.
I'll try it again. And see if this time it's any different than before. I'll try.
I never stopped to realize that poor child, lonesome. And going home don't help the lonesomeness. It's just that much worse. That kind of a home.
Daddy Bill.
Nancy, you awake, child? I didn't want to wake you. I hoped you'd sleep right on.
I've been asleep a long time already, haven't I, Daddy? Why, it's almost evening. Why are we stopping here? There's nothing wrong with the car, is there?
No, Nancy, nothing wrong with the car. Florence just wanted to see about... Oh, there she comes now. And I got a suspicion she's got another surprise for you, Nancy. A new surprise.
But what... Nancy, here's something the man said was for you. He asked me to give it to you. I think it's a telegram. I'm almost sure it is.
For me? How could anyone know I'd be here at this time? Oh, Florence, you arranged it. You planned this.
Well, I thought it might be a good idea. Anyhow, I'd open the telegram and read it if I were you, Nancy.
You're the sweetest, the most thoughtful person in the world, Florence. Sometimes I don't even know what to do. You're so kind.
Oh, just read the telegram, Nancy, and be happy. And, Roger, let's drive on now.
Yes, Miss Florence.
It's from Carrie, Daddy. A telegram from Carrie.
I kind of suspected it'd be from Carrie. And it makes you happy, too, don't it, Nancy?
Of course. Of course, Daddy. Why, just hearing from him, knowing he's thinking of me.
Well, Florence, you didn't call after all?
Yes, I called, Mr. Davidson. It only took a minute. I got the house right away. My mother's social secretary answered. Mother's away. She may be home when we get there. Her secretary wasn't sure. And Father's away, too. I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. I thought... Oh, I'd hoped.
Poor, lonely child. Going home to... What's a house, but not a home. And, gosh, if it ain't even home to Florence, what's it going to be like for us?